Here comes alto with a tenor line, because some of you mentioned that is a help if you have something that accompanies you when you sing. So it's the beginning of the Gloria. Telling you again, the tone repetitions are interesting when the others are with you. So I'll start again in 15 and try not to make that mistake. I go on. Tenors. And the minor third. To count all those repeating notes, don't do it. Just go with the words, then you don't need to count. Solo soprano. And you take the root. Again. Like in the beginning, you have the dissonance to the tenor. Piano. That's tricky. The rest is like this. Then that is so interesting. If you just hear the alto and the tenor, you think that's stupid. But when you hear the full harmony, it's interesting. Okay, then we are in the last part. It starts like the beginning, forte in measure 64. And this is different. You have to find the G from the, is it triton? Okay, let me try to explain this. It is really not so interesting to sing those only sorts of intervals, but with the bass it's like this. It makes it much more interesting. And again from measure 76. Crescendo. Short. And I'm not going to play the rest.